Welcome to The Last Storm. My name is Mark.
And I'm Dave.
And we're here to talk about that good game against the Charlotte Hornets. At the end, the score wasn't exactly, you know, that close, but we competed for three quarters, and watching us really rely on our two rookies once again was really impressive.
Absolutely, Mark. You know, it was a 11-point game at the end, but if you look at the score in every single quarter, they beat us by three in the first, they beat us by two in the second, they beat us by three in the third, and then they beat us by three again in the fourth. So this team really stayed with it all the quarters. We had a couple times that we had a lead. We were up by seven at one point. So this is just a really good job by this incredibly young team. We saw an incredible output by our young players today, and this is why Mark and I get incredibly excited about this team.
Yeah, thanks for joining us for The Last Storm. Here we go. So at one point during the first quarter, we got down by 11, and it seemed like, oh no, here we go again. You know, we're going to get blown out. But Poku took over and really, really made a huge impact on the game. He made all his shots in the first quarter. I'm not exactly sure how many points he had off the top of my head, but I think he had 14 points in the first quarter. And just the way he was playing, the way he was moving, he had a near triple-double, which is really impressive. Actually, he only had four assists, I'm sorry. He had nine rebounds, though, and four assists. He also put up 25 points. Tao Maledon also put up 25 points. So we're talking about two players under 20 putting up over 20 points. This is the second time this has ever happened. And it's the first time that anybody obviously has ever done it twice. So once again, a special performance by Tao and Poku.
Yeah, Mark, absolutely. And a huge shout out to Sam Presti for the signing that he did with Jalen Horde. He had a massive game today. He put up 13 points. Just really a great job. He only missed one field goal shot and one three-pointer, but really just all around a great game. He continues to show why Sam Presti has him on this team, and it makes me really excited knowing that we have a player like his caliber coming off the bench. Like Mark said, our two 19-year-olds had an incredible games. They combined for 50 points. That's a big number right there. We only scored 102, so they pretty much scored 50% of our points between the both of them. Like Mark said, no other two 19-year-old kids have ever done this. I seriously doubt two 19-year-old kids have scored 50% of their team's points before. So this is a big thing by these teenagers, and I get really excited about how they are continuously playing. Maledon hit seven threes. Just a really great job by him tonight.
Yeah, the second quarter was, like you said, Horde was everywhere. Jalen Horde, really, really good player. I know very little about him, but watching him go out there and, you know, I think sometimes when, you know, you lose a game by double digits and you see a player had 13 points, you kind of be like, well, maybe he just played in, you know, the minutes that didn't matter. Well, Jalen Horde made his biggest impact when the game was close and we were competing. And that's what you love to see from, you know, a young player who is on the, I believe on a two-way contract, right, Dave? And so that's what we're looking for. Great to see Horde out there making an impact. Svi also knocked down a three in the third quarter. Tao was playing well. It was good to see us continue to fight back. I know that they were getting concerned, and you know, going into the third quarter, they were hoping to shake us, and they've kind of they wanted to, but that's, you know, that's when we showed, you know, that we could stand up for more than just one half. And I really appreciate that about this team.
Yeah, Mark. Again, having another player like Jalen Horde come in on a two-way contract who was a undrafted player. This is, again, just a really big job by Sam Presti to recognize where there's talent. I get excited about this. If you look at this team, we're built with all second rounders, you know, a couple first rounders sprinkled in there, if you want to say Baisley and Poku as first rounders, as well as Ty Jerome. But everybody else is a second rounder or undrafted player. This is just a really great job by Sam Presti to put this team together. And again, this team, didn't necessarily have a chance to win this game today, but they competed from start to finish. And it's something that we get really excited about, knowing that these guys are out there playing. Kenny Williams is being forced to play a small forward position. It's just a really interesting thing that the whole team is doing right now. We're just across the board playing a lot of guys in a lot of minutes that they have never had a chance to play before, and also in positions they've never played before. So this is a really big thing to see how this team continues to gel together. As we're looking towards the rest of the quarters, I just want to throw out there is I just really felt like Moses Brown just did a really great job on the offensive boards. There was once that they overturned a call. Kenny Williams went to the hole and was fouled by one of their players. They actually overturned the call, but if they hadn't overturned the call and there was no call, Moses Brown would have had an easy another offensive rebound and put back it in. But he ended the night with 7 offensive boards. That's just huge. We had 2 offensive boards by Tony Bradley and 2 offensive boards by Kenny Hustle. That is big for us. We need to continue to hustle on that offensive board.
Yeah, as far as like, you know, Kenny Hustle, he put up 6 points. But what I love about what's going on right now for him is I know that he wants more responsibility. And he's shown that he can help a team win games when the team provides spacing. And he can kind of exploit the rotation defense and find ways to knock down threes and hit shots. He also can drive to the hole and draw the defense and kick and things like that. But when they don't have natural spacing, is he capable of being the type of player who creates that spacing? That's the big challenge for these players. So, you know, he had 6 points, but he also had 9 rebounds, 9 assists, and 3 steals. So that's one of those things you got to look at. It's not just about the points. And sure, he would have probably liked to make more of his shots, no doubt. But he's, once again, like I'm saying, he's getting 12 shots here. So he's being leaned on in a lot bigger way than normal. And he has wanted that responsibility. And now he's getting that responsibility. He needs to get better at it. But that's what this is all about right now, right? And Moses Brown, 5 points. But he had 10 rebounds, 1 block shot. Once again, you know, he had some shots at the basket that he missed, but he's getting leaned on. And what he does with that, that's going to be impressive. Other than those two, our other 3 starters had double digits. Svi shot 4 of 8 from deep for 12 points. And, you know, he played really well. He had 5 assists. And I also feel like for me, I know he has another level he can take it. I feel like there were some times where he just didn't exploit the defense in a smooth way that he will when he gets the pace of the game. And so I'm really impressed with what I've seen. And I love that there's a lot of growing room there. The same with Teo. You know, he had 25 points, but he only shot 3 of 10 from deep. So we've seen him shoot much better than that. So, you know, what could we see there? And obviously, Poku shot 7-11 for 11 from deep. You know, that's pretty impressive, 63%, you know, 25 points. But I also feel like, you know, there's another level he can take it. He, what really got him going in the first quarter was they called an offensive foul on him. He went up for a massive dunk attempt, and he got hacked. They called it a charge. I don't think it was the right call, but he kind of got fired up, and he just started firing, and his shot was so money. He's a special player. His creativity of his shots, his versatility on his shots was really impressive. And we already mentioned Jalen Horde, but Tony Bradley, I thought he played really well also. 12 points, 7 rebounds. You know, and once again, he has another step he can take it. He shot 6 of 9, but I felt like there wasn't like a real fluidness to his game because his lack of experience of playing with the guards that he's playing with, but that will come. And as soon as they figure out how to play with each other, it's going to be at a whole new level.
Yeah, Mark, you're absolutely right. And the way that Tony Bradley played today, I felt like he did a really great job at getting the screens to the guys that needed them. I just have a very high opinion of Tony Bradley. I liked him when he played for Philadelphia. I liked what he could do. And when I found out that we got him for George Hill, plus 2 second rounders, I felt like we got a massive steal. Like, it didn't even matter You know, the other players that were exchanged, if we just got Bradley and 2 second rounders, to me, is a massive, massive deal. Tony Bradley is going to be one of those guys that's going to complete, if we keep him with them, us on this team, which I fully believe that we will. Tony Bradley will be one of those pieces that with Moses Brown, they get to grow together, battling each other in practice every single day. And we saw this before with the two big men that we had, with Kendrick Perkins and Steven Adams, and then Kendrick left, and we did the same thing with Cantor and Steven Adams. We've seen this happen before with the Oklahoma City Thunder. The Stash Brothers, for you all those people that remember the old days, you know, these are the guys that we get excited about, and it's going to be the same type of mentality and attitude with these two players, with Moses Brown and Tony Bradley. And Moses is not going to always have a 20-20 game, and Bradley's not going to always have a double-double. But when those guys are start clicking, one's playing better than the other, the other one's going to sit a little bit more and allow the other one to play. We saw that again tonight. Tony Bradley earned himself a few extra minutes out there, got 12 points, 7 rebounds, just did a really great job at the abilities that he had, and especially with finishing at the hoop, that's a big thing for us to be able to recognize and see what's going on there. I just want to throw this in here. We had a total of 22 turnovers. They only had 11. That is not something that we like to see. That is something that's a pretty bad a stat line right there. We were able to score 22 points off of turnovers. You know, that's a pretty big thing. They were only able to convert 11 points off of turnovers, but they got 32 points from their bench. We only got 29. That's something that needs to have. We need to have more of. Their biggest lead for the night was 17 points. Our biggest lead was only 4. I thought we had 7, but was ended up only being 4. We got 7 fast break points. That needs to be higher. We need to continue to see these guys push the ball, especially with the fact that Isaiah Roby will be coming back and Bazley will be coming back soon. These guys are the guys that get the ball and push the ball at the break. We need to get more than 7 points a game in fast breaks. I guarantee you that's something that coach is going to be harp on as well. Points in the paint, as SGA has gone out, these have continued to go down. With SGA, we're averaging a lot of points in the paint, 55, 60, something like that. Right now, we're lucky if we get 40, 45. We had 40 tonight. Just need to do a better job at finishing in the paint and getting into the paint and getting the ball into the paint. That comes down from Bradley to Moses Brown to Maladone. To anybody that gets in that paint to finish, we need to do a better job finishing in the paint. So this is just some things that we saw tonight that we needed to break down and look at and really try to get our finger on. There were 6 lead changes and 5 times we were tied. So again, this was not a complete blowout, which is nice to see for us.
Yeah, Dave and I always call Kenny Hustle and Ty Drum our Batman and Robin. And they both really struggled. Combined, they had 7 points. Ty only kicked in 1, you know, and that's the type of thing in this type of game where you look at and you're like, yeah, I mean, it's going to be tough to win these types of games where those guys aren't putting up much for us. Now, everybody else seemingly who played really made major contributions. So I really feel like the fact that those guys have shown that they can compete says to me that we can count on them to bounce back. The other guys are the ones where I'm like, I'm not sure what we're going to get from them. I really feel confident in what we're going to get from Kenny and Ty. So, you know, great job. So Jalen Horde, once again, 13 points. Tony Bradley, 12 points. Teo, 25 points. Svi, 12 points. Poku, 25 points. That's what we want to focus on here, because this is the type of development that is impressive. It's the type of stuff that we had no idea we would get to watch this year when the Thunder picked Poku and, you know, a 19-year-old and, you know, Teo, another 19-year-old. We thought, good chance we'll see them in the G League. And one of them earned their, you know, way into, you know, not having to go to the G League. And the other one has gone through the G League. But now we're sitting here after a game, you know, in the middle of April, and they both have scored 25 points, and it's the second game they've done, you know, this is over 20 points, and being under 20, they're the only pair to ever do this. It just feels like, you know, this is what it's all about. I don't know anybody who, you know, watched Poku play and thought he was going to be putting up this type of game, you know, as a rookie. I certainly didn't. I thought people were too hard on him. I felt like I saw enough to tell he was a very, very talented player, and it was going to take some time. But I always assumed some time wasn't just, you know, midway through his rookie year. This is pretty special.
Yeah, man, and a real big shout-out to Justin Robinson. He put in 13 minutes tonight. He hit a big three in the second quarter. Just really nice to see. It was on the left side, just above the key, the top of the key. So this is just a really good job by him as he continues to try to find his spot. Ty got that assist on there. It was a nice shot. I mean, he's at 25 feet. That is something that we look at, and we're very confident that he's very comfortable shooting that. So again, that was a really good job by him. I get excited about the way that we continue to find these diamond in the roughs, and we're continuing to getting him big playing time. Jalen Horde is one of those players like we've talked about a lot tonight, but you got to give it up to Justin Robinson for continuing showing that he deserves to get playing time. You know, this is a big thing. Like, he had one assist, 3 points, but Ty Jerome also played a point guard tonight. He had 4 assists, 1 point. We got to get more production from our backup guards as they continued to do stuff. You know, we'll see what happens, but I'm excited about the way that our backups are playing. We need our Batman and Robin back on the bench.
Yeah, and I love the way that this game is probably the first game where they can actually, like, really study the film. Because the last three games, let's face it, they really couldn't. The Raptors game, the first game where this group really played, you know, they had Roby too, but it was pretty clear nothing was going to change. You know, they weren't going to get those other guys back. That game was such a good win. You know, it's hard to really study that when everything goes right, you know. Then they had these three blowouts, and then this loss was something where, you know, yes, they got down by 17, I think, in the fourth quarter. So they weren't in it in the fourth, but this is a progression. Like, first you learn how to score points and you learn how to stay in games, and then you start learn how to stay in the games, you know, in the fourth quarter. You earn the right to win games, and this team is going through that progression. I feel like this is maybe the third time we've watched a team with a certain group of players earn that right to stay in games and win games, you know. Starting out at the beginning of the season, that team, you know, we beat the Hornets, right? But that was kind of a surprise. And that team really, you know, after that, they were like, okay, this is how we're going to win games. And they learned that process. And then, you know, we started learning it without George Hill and Al Horford. And then we figured it out. And now we're sitting there and we're without these other guys that we got used to learning how to win games. So this is really the third progression of this team in this season. And what we saw was a major step tonight. It was critical because they got down by, you know, 12 points in the first quarter. They could have easily said, oh, crap. But they gutted their way back into the game and they competed. And that was great to see.
Yeah, man, absolutely. And tomorrow night we play against Cleveland at home. And we'll play Philadelphia at home on the 10th, and then we'll be on the road for a game. Then we'll be back at home against Golden State, and then we have a bunch of games on the road. It looks like a lot of them are East Coast. That's going to be a difficult run right there. But the reality is that if we look at who has led our team in scoring since Shea has gone out, Poku has led the team 3 times in scoring. Brown has led the team once. Maladone's led the team twice. Svi has led the team once, and Williams has led the team once. So this team is really trying to develop what's going on. A big shout out to Moses Brown. 9 of the 11 games that he has played in the second half of the season, he has led the team in rebounds. That is pretty outstanding. He has continued to do everything that he needs to do. At the end of the game, he's averaging 14, 10, whatever it is, in rebounds. He's doing great. And at the end of the games, we have a lot of different guys sharing the ball really well. We can go down the list of who's led the team in assists in games this season in the last few games. But let's just go through it. Maladone, Jerome twice, Horford. That was his last game that he played against Memphis on the 24th. Poku, had five, and then Poku had five again, but Ty and him tied for five. So that's something that's really good to see. Poku continue to pass the ball well. Maladon led a team again. Poku twice more. Jermone once, and then Williams once. And he had nine assists this last game. That was an incredible job by Williams. I cannot reiterate how exciting that was to see him impact the game when his shot wasn't falling. Nine rebounds and nine assists. That is some baller stats right there. It's something to be proud of for sure.
Yeah, we've got the Cavs up next. You know, that's a real possible win. Watching this team figure out how to get these wins is going to be really special. So we hope that you stay tuned, because in the end, there's nothing better than watching a team like this. If we didn't have the three young stars on the bench, and obviously Roby, another one, and then you're talking also about Josh Hall, and we also have the possibility of our future picks with a pick swap of Houston. So we have so much to look forward to with this team. Watching these guys figure it out right now, knowing that the reinforcements are coming and that they're gonna be better in their roles having gone through this experience, is something that makes this whole experience really special. So thank you so much for staying tuned for this time. We're gonna be back tomorrow like we are every day. We'll be looking forward to talking about the Cavs game. So thank you so much for joining us for The Last Storm. My name is Mark.
And I'm Dave.
We'll be back tomorrow. Thunder up.